defenders at the 20. Play five. It'll be a penalty. They were desperate to slow down the play of the ball. Pierce was ready for the field goal. They get the penalty instead.
Oh, Gal, good morning.
I don't know how good it is, but yeah, hello. Yeah,
well, a surprise that we started with that, isn't it, mate? Was it a penalty or not?
Ah, look, at the end of the day, boy played for the penalty and he got it. You know, I think there's a few frustrating things for me. You know, Billy Hogan talks about having a feel for the game as a referee, but he penalised me for pulling his leg at 14 all, with a minute and a half to go in front of the post. There's not too many blokes going to do a leg pull. Leg pull's a blatant penalty. It wasn't a leg pull, and, the other thing, in the last month, we had an email go out to all clubs saying players must get to the feet to play their ball. Boy put the ball on the ground and pushed off it. And, as we saw, did the good old flop and got the penalty. So, as I said, he played for it, he got it. It goes with you sometimes, it goes against you. It's just one of those hard ones that unfortunately went against us.
Yeah, I know you can argue against it, but it was a penalty. It was a penalty. But the play the ball area, Gal, do you guys ever talk about it much? Do the staff talk about it much? Because it is a fair dinkum dog's breakfast, the play the ball. You virtually get away with whatever you want.
That's the email we had in the last few weeks, if not the past month. You know, came out and said, that's exactly what the email came out and basically said. We've got to clean it up. You've got to get to your feet when you play the ball. Yeah. And as we saw in that instance, you didn't get to the feet to play the ball. He put the ball on the ground and pushed off it, which is specifically what they said you can't do. So, we're talking about the penalty now, we're talking about the play of the ball, I don't know. But, you know, both things are sort of in that one situation. He didn't get up to his feet to play the ball and pushed off the ball, which is not allowed to do, which is what we've been told you've got to do now. You've got to attempt to get to your feet and play the ball and attempt to touch it with your foot. You don't have to touch it with your foot, but you've got to attempt to touch it with your foot. And that's what's been sent out.
It's gutsy reffing, though. I mean, it's like...
Yes, it was gutsy reffing.
It's like Golden Point time. I mean, reffing changes. And, first half, Gal, you probably take that penalty. And when it's so close, it's gutsy reffing.
Yeah, look, as I said, guys, I think, I do radio Billy Hogan sometimes. He talks about having a feel for the game and where the game's at and what's going on. I don't think there's too many players in their right mind going to do an intentional leg pull with a minute and a half to go at 14 all.
No.
It wasn't a leg pull. I did a textbook copy, legs tackle, which you get no benefit for whatsoever these days. I'm not asking for a benefit. I mean, Boyd was in a totally dominant position. All he had to do was get up and play the ball, and Piercy would have kicked the field goal anyway because, none of us were onside. He did a great run into the feet, slipped over, and he was in a totally dominant position. So that's what I talk about, referees having a feel for the game. It's actually, see what's going on and feel what's going on, which is what was going on in that situation. I think had he just played the ball anyway, he would have been in a totally dominant position. Piercy would have had a chance to kick the field goal, and they're up by 1 point, but, as I said, guys, we can't change it. He got the penalty, and that's it. We move on to next week.
I don't want to bore everyone about the play of the ball, but it sort of frustrates
me.
Yeah, watching as much footy as I do. What if we went back to, you must get to your feet before you play the ball. You must play it. You must tap it with your foot, or at least make a really good 99% effort to tap it with your foot as it went back behind you. And I understand the speed of the play of the ball is vital to what you want to do, but how would the players react to actually the play of the ball being proper?
Well, I don't know how much of an issue it would be for the players, but I'll tell you, it would be an issue for the fans and for the game itself, because the reason the game's so fast these days and so competitive and tries are scored or not scored is because of the play of the ball. That's where the game's won and lost these days. We saw it on the weekend. It was lost for us because of the play of the ball. The whole game is about controlling the speed of the play of the ball. And if all of a sudden you take it back to players getting up, both feet, putting the ball on the ground, touching with their foot, you can count 2 or 3 seconds there alone. We run 10 metres in a second and a half. The defence will be set. They'll be held any tries scored. They'll be wrestling all day.
Okay.
So, look, I don't think it's too bad the way it is at the moment, but let's just officiate it properly then.
Yeah.
Gal, the top four, I mean, mathematically, with certain losses on the weekend, it might still be an option for you, or may...
Well, it is, but...
But from fifth, mate, can you win it?
Oh, yeah, look, without a doubt. I mean, it's going to happen one day. I mean, obviously, it's ideal to get that week off. But, I mean, it's only a benefit, I suppose, if you win that first week. You go into week one of the finals in the top four. If you win, you get a week off, which is a huge advantage. If you don't, well, you get the window where the next week you got to play anyway. So
yeah,
that's the situation we'll be in if we're in fifth spot. You know, we've just got to play each week. And it's not... It's not ideal. Obviously, as I said, if you get through the top four and you win, you get a week off. That's ideal that time. You freshen everyone up. You go into a major semi final. You're one win away from a grand final. That is the perfect situation, and that's what you do throughout the year to try to finish in that top four. And I suppose the good thing for us, we'll know by Sunday where we can finish. Parramatta play on Friday night, so we'll know if they win. Well, we definitely can't finish top four. We've just got to finish fifth. Hopefully, if we beat Newcastle and. We'll also know Thursday night, I suppose, where the Cowboys are going to finish because they play Brisbane.
How many did you blokes win in a row last year? 11? Did you?
No, we won 15 and then had a draw.
15. So all Shane Flanagan does, he walks into the room and he goes, boys, can you win four matches in a row?
You go, yeah, that's right. Well, look, we've thought about it. That's yeah, but don't worry, we spoke about it last week. You know, maximum last week, we had six games to go. Mm. Hopefully only five. And yeah, so we've addressed that, how many games we used to go in the season and how many we possibly need to play and win. So, yeah, it's certainly possible. We're not, you know, sort of doom and gloom at the moment. As I said, the Roosters beat us with a penalty goal and they're the second best side in the competition. I thought we didn't play well, to be honest. I thought we were pretty ordinary at a lot of times, particularly our attack. So we can fix a couple of areas that up really quick. You know, we get an opportunity to play one of these top sides again in the semi-finals. So if we can get the win and keep our season going.
Gal, it was good to see you on Sunday at 9 and we had a brief conversation. I hope you don't mind me asking you on air, but this whole concussion sort of testing and you went off late in the game and you look fine to me. Does it need to be reassessed and maybe modified slightly? Because it just seems it's erred too much on the conservative now.
Mm. Yeah, look, I think you need independent doctors there, without a doubt. That's what I've said it from day one. There's teams roiding it. You know, there's always concussions at the 15-minute mark, 30-minute mark for a few forwards from certain teams, and it's happened all the time. And then you look at my one on the weekend, I think I come off about 18 minutes to go. I mean, that's totally against us. You know, when I play,
yeah,
to play 80 minutes, I have to spend 15 minutes off the field for a tackle that happened about 3 minutes earlier. It was about 3 minutes earlier, I got clipped in the head, and they come out to me. I said, I'm fine. And then they've come off and said, no, the doctor said you need to come off. It's a... You know, we need to check you. And as I said, and as you said, if you've got an independent doctor there for me who sees the tackle, sees how the player reacts in the next moment or two, well, they can probably make a decision, and a more educated decision on whether they need to come off or not. But, yeah, look, without a doubt, I didn't think I need to come off on the weekend. But it's the world we're in at the moment. It's better safe than sorry. And
yeah,
thankfully, I come off and passed the test. But, you know, the game, the majority of this, well, I did come on 2 minutes ago and
yeah,
the game.
So, yeah.
Geez, lucky you got back on.
Needed to be 15 to go.
Yeah, really lucky I come off. I should have left me off.
Now mate, I want to ask you about what team ethos means. We hear this word culture, which gets bashed around all the time. You've got a bloke coming to your club now called Josh Dugan.
Yep.
Is he the right sort of bloke? Don't worry about how he plays. We all know he's a superstar player, right? Do you smash him into your culture there at Cronulla? Like, you know, fitting into the team? Are you still happy he's coming to your club? There you go. That's the question. Are you still happy, Josh Dugan, with the attitude he appears to have? Are you happy he's coming to your club?
Yeah, I am. I'm certainly happy with it. We're signing him, without a doubt. I think he's a great player. And you talk about fitting into a culture, fitting into a club, well, he's just going to have to. And I think he'll learn that when he gets here and sees the way we train in the pre-season, see the attitude of the team meetings, see how everyone buys in and puts into what we're doing. And look, if you don't do that, well, he won't... I'm not going to say he won't play, but it's going to be a long few years for him because, you know, you got to come in and fit into a team. You got to come in and fit into a culture. And I think we've turned ours around the past sort of 3 or 4 years from things we've been through in the past, and we've got a real strong work ethic here now. And I think he'll come in and fit in fine. And as I said, if he doesn't, it's going to be a long time here for him. And that's just the way it is. He's going to have to.
And just on Laurie Daly, mate, final one from me. What are your thoughts with him being sacked?
Yeah, look, I've heard people blow up saying that it wasn't done right and it was disgraceful. Look, I don't know if there's any right way to get sacked, to be honest. Any good way. So I think the way it's happened is just the way it is. And look, from a personal point of view, I love Laurie Daly. I love spending time with him. I hung on every word he said. He drove me to play my best for him. And I certainly think he did a great job for New South Wales in, you know, an era where obviously Queensland had this great side. Now, this year's a bit of a different story. I don't know what happened this year. I wasn't involved in the camp. But just from a personal point of view, I really enjoyed being with him and being coached by him.
There you go. We do thank you, mate. Play well on the weekend. And look, it looks like top four's not going to happen, but you can still win it from fifth. And we do thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, boys. See you later.
Thanks, Gal.
Just get that arrow dart off your hands, mate, and let go of that bloke's leg. It'll be all right. Good on you.
You had to finish with that, didn't you?
It looked like he just couldn't let go. He just, they were just stuck.